Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture 1 with me, David Shombe. And it's that time of the evening, that time of the air evening, where we talk about business and economic matters. And as it has always been the case, this is a program which starts from 1800 hours to 1900 hours. And this is your platform where we discuss everything related to branded butter issue. And for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is your conversational program. It's your conversational discussion where we touch base on various topics, on social development. We look at economic development. We look at infrastructure development. And we also look at policies, either is domestic policies or also international relation policies and everything which affect the bread and butter issue in Namibia. And so this is also the platform where we look at upgrading of small businesses, SMEs. We also look at bigger corporations and we look at the issues of entrepreneurships and how young people and also adults should be main actors in economic participation in Namibia. And we are indicating to say, as long as the country is not where it was supposed to be, as long as we continue to have challenges such as youth unemployment being the highest in SADC region, the high increment in terms of electricity, crimes, grand crimes, corruption at SOEs, and also lack of opportunities, especially to our young, energetic people, who most of them went to universities and also high institution of learning, but they are not able to make the end meet. As long as we have those issues, we are still continue going to speak, and not only speaking for the sake of complaining, but we speak to come up with new ideas, speak to come up with new mechanisms, speak to come up with new methods on how to tackle various issues related to development of this country. And like we are always saying, this is also a conversation where we don't only use this conversation to be one directed on one side. That's why we say, apart from us facilitating this program, we always open opportunity to those with content and context to give their constructive criticism, to give their views, and give their opinion about the topic which is being discussed, the topic which is being put on the table, because we understand to say, for us to build stronger institutions, for us to build stronger corporations, for us to advance this country, we need to make sure that ideas are different, views are different, mechanisms are different, and it's only through harnessing those different views and different mechanisms on how to do things, we'll be able to develop this beautiful country called Namibia. And we touch on issues of resources. And this is also the program that we invite technical experts, politicians, business people, researchers, and all the economic movers. Because the aim is very clear. The aim is only one, to make sure that we move Namibia to point B, which is a better place. And we also try to make sure that we align our citizens, our business people, and also ordinary citizens in general to make sure that they align their personal goal with continental and also national goal. Because for us to embark in business, for us to embark in advancement in professional growth, we need to understand that we have access to information. We need to understand that we have access to information. We need to understand that we have, good understanding of what are the continental goals, such as African Agenda 2063, such as, African Continental Free Trade Area, and what are the national priorities? What are the national priorities, such as, NDP 6, such as Vision 2030, we talk about Harambe prosperity plans, because those are the only way that we can be able also to see if these are the priorities, if these are the plans, if the country is budgeting like this, if more money is put in agriculture, how can I navigate this way? If more money is put in sport, how can I benefit from this? Or how can I expand my skills in that area? So yeah, before we go to the main conversation for today, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us, Eagle FM Namibia. Make sure that you contact us, you follow us, so that you not miss out those content-based conversation, those conversation about economic statistics, those conversation about farming, those conversation about institutional development, and also those conversation that do upgrade our thinking, and also conversation of trade. So make sure that you follow us in all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on X, and also make sure that you follow us on Instagram, because when you follow us, you'll be able to get updates what is happening currently in the world, what is happening currently in continent Africa, and what's happening in the country. And if you are a researcher, you are a student of economics, student of political science, student of law, international relations, management, business, and student of science and innovation, somebody from vocational training center, somebody who is an economic mover or interested in advancing this country's national interest, make sure that you connect with us. Eagle FM Namibia is your go-to-go radio station. And the other thing also, what is very interesting, we don't only have a radio, we also have an e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. Make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper. Subscribe to the Villager newspaper. Download the Villager newspaper, so that all the information about what is happening in the world, especially in the world of economic and business development, you will not miss them. Because for you to start your own business, for you to start your own institution, for you to do your research, whether you are a consultant or whether you are a field researcher, make sure that you read the Villager newspaper, because headlines and context and content of that paper will be able to assist you and allow you to expand your horizon, and also allow you to improve in terms of your content base, and also add value to the subject that you are embarking on. Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Apart from you downloading the Villager newspaper to get your economic insight, economic news, and economic information, we are moving toward the world of digitalization. We are moving toward the world of advancement, and we are moving toward the world of revolution in terms of technology. Therefore, it's always very important to make sure that you have access to our app. You have access to our app, because there are always those who are asking questions to say, why are we not connecting with you, Miguel FM? Are you not operational? Are you not operating in this town? Or what is going on? Or the frequency is not reaching us? And we are always telling our dear listeners this very slowly, very clearly, to say, in terms of the situation where the frequency is not reaching you, we have a better, smart, and easy way of getting connected with us, and also of getting, engaged into the conversation that we are bringing about. So if you find yourself at an area where your radio is not connecting to a frequency, make sure that you have an alternative, better and smart way of doing it. You can download Eagle FM app with your computer, with your phone. Go to Play Store, download Eagle FM app. Then you will be able to listen to the programs of Eagle FM, which are on air at that time. And also, you will be able to listen to previous programs, which are, you can access them via podcast. So this is a beautiful smart app that you can use. You don't even need a radio. You just need a smartphone, data, downloading it, and use it. And interestingly, you also have, open archive. You don't pay anything. Just listen to the previous programs. So you can educate yourself. You can educate yourself, because we understand that we can say whatever we can say about education, but education is a greatest equalizer, and it's a greatest weapon that can be used, particularly to fight poverty. So make sure that you educate yourself. Make sure that you download the, you know, Eagle FM app, and be a good citizen. By the way, be a good citizen. Make sure that you download that. And yeah, the other thing also, you can also follow us or connect with us via online. Connect with us via online by just making sure that when you go online, you download, you type in Eagle FM Namibia, press home. You will listen to us online, and you'll be informed. Yeah, dear listeners, the other thing, as we are speaking about the world of digitalization and the world of advancement, we have Imba App. Imba App is a smart way of accessing your hymn book. It's a smart way of accessing your hymn book. That is, of course, your Ehangano book. You can access it by download Imba App. Imba App is a digital version of accessing your hymn book. If you can be a pastor, you can be a church goer, you can be somebody who is invited to give even a speech at a graduation party or at a birthday party. It can be also life events such as, you know, weddings or even funeral. And it requires you to sing from a hymn book, and you do not have that hard copy. You just come from work. Don't scratch your head. Don't scratch your head. Take your phone, go to Play Store, download Imba App. And what is very interesting is that when you download Imba App, your life will be made more easier, because you can get access to your hymn book in many languages, many local languages such as English, Shiwambo, your Ehangano book, Maimboriro, Shierero, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So make sure that you download Imba App and make your life more easier. Make your life more easier and work smart, not too hard, because smart is better than hard, although both are needed. Just make sure that you are working with where the world is, because if you are sleeping, if you are denying advancement in terms of technology, so by the time you wake up, people are already 200 kilometers away from you, and it will be very difficult for you to catch up. So download Imba, make your life easy, and get that hymn book content. Yes, dear listeners, today, as it has been like many other days, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, the conversation for today is going to be, or is based on, the importance of collaboration and cooperation in personal growth and also in business, particularly in the situation where we are now. Maybe let us start. What is the necessity of collaboration and working together, especially if you want to move ahead? You want to grow either professionally or business-wise, because there is always an African proverb which is indicating to say, if you want to go far, or if you want to go fast, make sure that you go alone. But if you want to go far, make sure that you take other people along, because the journey of life is the journey of business. It does not only require one skill to navigate all the challenges that you are facing. It does not only require one personality to navigate all the challenges that you are facing. That is in personal life or in business. That's why institutions, states have advisors. Have also what they call think tank, and also have what they call consultation. Now, that's why this contest or this context is based on, you know, on Saturday I attended a roundtable discussion about youth and socioeconomic challenges that young people are facing. And one of the speakers by the name Tala Hashanika indicated to say, no, so you always need companion in life. You always need companion in life. So in business, even in terms of ideas and thinking, It's always very important to make sure that you have companion. It's always important to make sure that you have individuals who are working with you so that you move far. Because, you know, in Namibia, we have this tendency, and I think it's very important to address these issues. This tendency of saying, I'm the founder, I'm the director, I'm the CEO, I'm the what of the institution. Yes, it's very important. Yes, you are the founder. But for you to expand that cooperation, for you to expand that NGO, you don't need to be there alone. You need to make sure that you are working with people who have different ideas and also people who are disagreeing with you. And also people who are disagreeing with you. Because that is the only way that you are going to to move forward. Because in a situation that we are currently, as we are speaking, because issues of, JJ Thabane spoke swiftly about issues of South Africa to say, look, you know, issues of being highest unequal country is not an award of honor. It's not an award of honor. Issues of corruption to the core is not an award of honor. Issues of young people do not have opportunity. It's not something that we should be happy with. That's why when you are saying, Albert Stein indicated that, you know, continuation, doing the same thing and getting the same result, that is not really to say stupidity. But that is not innovation, for lack of better words. That is not innovation. So that's why today we are saying, let us look, analyze where our weakness are and what is the power of collaboration. Because it is stated to say, in business, in politics, in the street, and also in jail, cooperation work better than confrontation. That's why it's only those who are organized, who are well positioned, who can be able to move ahead. So that's why it's also very critical. It's also very critical also to look at ourselves to say, why are we at where we are? Is it because I do not trust people so I can take them through this journey in my business? Or is it because I don't acquire ideas? Or I don't accept various ideas? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. Today, we are talking about the power of collaboration, the importance of collaboration in business, and also in personal growth. And Mr. De Jong, one of, it's a corporate leader, it's a head of SME development in FNB, indicated to say, although Namibians are celebrating registration of various SMEs, existence of various SMEs, 60% of these SMEs which are being registered, they die less than 3 months of their existence. That's why today we are saying, why can't we look at alternative way? Why can't we listen to these leaders like what Tarash and Nikai have said, to say companionship is crucial, particularly in this current business, because we need ideas from other people. We need people who can say, no, David, you are wrong here. David, you are wrong. This is what you need to do. So that's why if you look at greater institutions or greater companies, look at Meta, look at Facebook, how it was started. People started as friends. You don't only see Mark Zuckerberg. Look at Apple. People started as friends, or started as business partners. Then they advise one another. They give each other technical know-how. Because in the nature of how the world is operating, you can be born the same. You can be born twins, to say. Identical twins per se. But you don't have same personalities. You don't have same things that you like. You don't have same personalities. That is why we are saying today, collaboration, the power of collaboration and unity is what is very crucial for us to move forward. Now, looking at the history of our country, how things have been done, and also in comparison with other African countries, you'll be able to realize to say there is an unending tendency that we have, not only in Namibia, but also in Africa, where business people, where young entrepreneurs, young professionals do not have power of collaboration. They are not willing to collaborate, they are not willing to seek advice, and they are also willing to cooperate. Yes, look at it this way. The African continent have around 1.4 billion people, 1.3, 1.4 billion people. That is a population. Then, based on African Agenda 2063, attaching African continental free trade area, which is the fundamental goal of integrating the African market to one free market, you will be able to see, and you will also be able to realize that in terms of business operation, in terms of expansion of this market, Namibians SMEs at the state where they are, if they cannot even survive inside their countries, how are they going to survive? How are they going to survive when the borders are open? Then interestingly, the easy and better way of doing that is only when they can collaborate. The easy and better way of doing that is only when they collaborate. Why do you have only one person who is owning a company which can have a tender of 20 million without any employee? What value are you going to end? And if this company got this tender, after 2 years, it's not existing anymore. It's not existing anymore, not necessarily because the person is not willing. It's only the person lack better ideas on what is trending. Yeah, because when you look at the African continental free trade area, it is estimated to have a gross domestic product of $3.4 trillion. $3.4 trillion. It's estimated to have a GDP of $3.4 trillion. And in that circumstances, in that situation, that is where young people, that is where business people, that is where government and private sector can cooperate, yeah, in order to make sure that they access that market. Make sure that they access that market. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, today we are looking at the importance of collaboration, the power of collaborations, and how we can strategically move ahead, especially as young people, and how we can improve our business operations. So comparing to what is happening currently, comparing to the situation that we are facing, and I like speaking about young people because I'm a young person, and we see it every day. We see it every day where young people want to move very fast, but they are not going far. And we are going to keep moving in this circle because we don't want to work with other people. Why can't you start a business with your friends? Why can't you start a business with your partner, your love partner? Why can't you collaborate? And I think collaboration will also allow us to have a good understanding of our strength and also weakness. Then we can say, why should I be doing IT-related stuff in my organization if I can find a friend or I can find a business partner who specializes in that area? Why should I be focusing on PR if I'm not good with public speaking? Why I'm good with technical stuff? Why should I be good at writing if there is somebody who is a young, ambitious person who has a degree in English literature, for example, and has also experience in writing? why can't we start a partnership business? Yeah, because looking at the statistics, looking at what authorities are saying, we are divided. That's why we get defeated. Yeah, we are divided. That's why we are always being defeated, especially when it's coming to the business front. Yeah, there is one party which said, one political party which said that united we stand, divided we fall. But that is more than a political slogan. That is a philosophy of a good life. It's a philosophy of a good life. That is it's a philosophy of a good life. That's why when we are looking at World Economic Forum report on SME development, World Economic Forum prediction on the success and also failure of SME development, one will be able also to see, one will also be able to see and also understand that things such as lack of collaboration, things such as lack of collaboration can cause communication breakdowns, inefficiency, lack of shared vision, and also a failure of business in general, because business has to go through timelines. Business is going through timelines, and in that season, if you are not feeling well, for example, or in that season, if it requires a certain skill and you do not have it, you are not going anywhere. Let us look at the issues of unemployment, for example, in Namibia. And I've been saying this to say, the politicians that we are seeing, they can try their best, but politics alone without economic empowerment will never ever help in expanding the country's prosperity, and will also never solve societal problems, because the politics alone, because politics and economy should be integrated together for you to move the country. That's why there is always an existence of political economy. And if the politics is done well, if the politics is done well, then the economy is lacking, or there is lack of economic activities, will not move forward. Look, one thing, and this is one thing I will indicate to say, it's not a racist thing to say, it's not a racist thing to say black people are more divided than white people. Ask yourself this one. What was the strategy of apartheid? If you want to understand the strategy of apartheid, is your like apartheid is to divide black people so that they will not assist with each other in terms of ideas and thinking, and they will not fight their enemy. Because when you look at the statistic and population, Europe did not have a majority of the population in the world. They are less in terms of majority, but their skills, how they colonize Africa and other countries in the world, is by dividing them. Ask yourself this one. What would happen if there was no division in terms of apartheid? We could have been better. We could have avoided a lot of unfortunate exploitations. Because look, there's one thing which Prince Marshall mentioned very well to indicate that one thing that China did well, especially post 1970, is to concentrate more on economic development, cooperation and collaborations, and also infrastructure development. Let us leave infrastructure development. Look at cooperation and collaborations in China. You cannot differentiate between a Chinese state-owned enterprise and private sector in terms of deliverance and in terms of execution, because when you go to the railway, when you look at energy, when you look at water infrastructures, when you look at airlines, you will be able to realize, to say, there is deep cooperations, there is deep collaboration between the state and the private sector. And there is shared of technical skills among these institutions of the state. The shares of technical skills among this institution of the state. That's why the economy of China have been developing very fast than any economy in this world. 8% in the year. Go and read the developmental statistics of China. Go and read and see. Then you'll be able to realize, to say, these people so united until now and advancing their country. Look at Japan. Look at Singapore. Because that is the unity and collaboration that we are talking about. Because the issue of ownership, you know, you can put it at a lower scale. Because when we are analyzing this issue, let us put it at a lower scale. And I think this is some of the culture that we need to change, and some of the values that we need to change. Because if you look at the black extended family, to say, the black extended family has interesting dynamics, because you find those who went to school, you find those who went until middle school, you find those who did not study, you find those who are at their prime time, and you also find those who are retired. And just take it this way: you are a young person, you have money, you bought two cars, and you have some investment here and there. Then you go, for example, home to the north, to be specific, for example. Yeah, then there's a meeting, maybe there's a wedding or a funeral at home. You being young doesn't mean that you have monopoly of wisdom. Your uncle who is there at the north, finishes retirement pension money, and who is no more working, will not be called into a family meeting. Not necessarily because the person does not have technical ideas on how things are working and how things need to be done, particularly that setting, that event, for example. It's only because people are looking at the economy. But this one, a decision made by a person with only money and without idea, it will not work. That's why, if you look at our break culture, because we are saying in analysis of the society, we need to look at the basic foundation of the society, which is family. If you look at from that context, for example, you will be able to realize, and you also be able to see, that something is lacking, because there's a lack of collaborations, because we fail to share skills and ideas, and we look at other people at face value. We look at other people as face value, and we like monopolizing directions and ideas of things, particularly in a situation where collaboration matters. And for those of you who went to business school, you will be able to understand the concept of blue sky strategy. That bigger corporations, bigger companies, instead of competing with each other, they collaborate. They reach a level of strategic alliance. They look at others' weakness and strength. Because in the blue sky strategy scripture, or in the blue sky strategies manuscripts, there's an indication to say, no, if you are SMEs, you are at the bottom here, there is cutthroat competition. Some of you will not survive at SME level. At the middle level, there is also competition. But the moment you start advancing and you reach a level of a bigger corporation where you operate internationally, you start understanding the power of collaborations. You start understanding the power of collaborations, because it's only at that level where you realize to say, competition is for status. And competition is not healthy at all, especially in a weak economy like Namibia. In a weak economy like Namibia, cutthroat competition will not take us anywhere. Just think about it this way. Imagine you are at a constituency level. All the young people, all the unemployed young people at a constituency level start a business. Then within this business, 10 of them are going to run them as executives or maybe let me say 5 are going to run them as an executives. Then the other 7 or so are going to become employees, and the rest are going to be assistants. Imagine if you are applying for a tender with all this brilliant mind. Imagine if you are starting a project apart from a tender, if you are starting a project, even an agricultural project, with all this mind. Things are going to work because ideas are flourishing. Ideas are flourishing. I know one NGO started by young people. I'm not going to mention it. But it's a good example that young people can learn from. It's a good example that young people can learn from, because its operational mechanism is based not who the leader is. It's based on how they can share ideas and also common vision. Because I think as young people, me included, it's a high time now we look at beyond ourselves, because we are already in a difficult situation to say, I've been looking for a job, for example, for these years of time. I suffered a lot and all these things. And I. Why can't I say, if I take Susanna, Maria, Arbetina, Petrus, and HD, for example, then we sit together to say, Chief, Madam, us fighting our own battle will not take us anywhere. We have seen it. And this country has reached this stage. However, when we read the national budget, when we read the speech of the president, the priorities of the country, they are in agriculture, they are in art and culture, they are in oil and gas, entrepreneurship, food security. Why can't we start a company in this ground? And when we start it, let us forget about who the founder, who the what is. Why can't we start this company and start a project? Why can't we look for money this way? You know IT, I know communication. Somebody know communication, somebody has high level of emotional intelligence that he can be able also to negotiate. He can be able to sit with stakeholders and expand that company. Do you know how beautiful it's going to be? You're going to be unbeatable because you have content and capacity. You're going to be unbeatable. Because it's not even just an African proverb to say, organized fools can beat an intelligent and smart person with high IQ. An organized fool does not necessarily mean in a bad way. Just organized individual who you think they have lack of understanding about the issues. But when these people start talking and collaborate, there is power in collaboration. That's why there is always saying there is power in unity. But looking at how things are at now, we'll be able to say that there's a lot of things which need to be done. So, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, today we are looking at the power of collaboration and cooperations, particularly to young Namibians in business, in politics, and also in NGOs. And like I said, our conversation for today is based on, some of the triggering discussion, because I attended a roundtable discussion and some of these things were expanded, but and I realized that it's very important for us to share this information to say, apart from you looking for a job for 2 years, but you are not really seeing where your mistake is, why can't you form a group and say, guys, well, what could be my weakness? It could be because I'm not good at drafting my cover letter. It could be that I'm a bit arrogant when I'm meeting people in those interview rooms. It could be that I'm missing something. Because that's just one example. Because that's one example of collaboration in personal growth. They say, no, you are fine. You are good. You can speak very well. You can write very well. You have distinctions here. But I think the problem is only your swag. That's not how fashion is operating currently. That's not how you go for a banking interview with those clothes. You cannot go for an interview to work in a workshop and you're wearing a suit, for example. And you cannot go for an interview to work in a mine and you are wearing a suit, or you are going to work in the office and you're wearing an overall, you know, some of these things. You get these ideas from other people. That's why ask yourself today, look at the circle that you have, the friendship that you have, and analyze to say, are these people I can rely to when I want something? Or a lot of things I've tried in life, did I ask for advice from people, or I just did it myself? Or could it be better now if I start now looking at outside, beyond you know, this personal you know, one-directed programs? Because I want you to understand this thing. There's one guy who indicated to say, and it's a point for debate. One guy indicated to say, no, you know, when Nelson Mandela took over South Africa, the only thing that he was having a strong character of moral integrity. But he was technically incompetent. A lot of people, you can be angry with me. You say, no, Mandela was technically incompetent in running government, but he had high level of moral integrity. But the best thing that he did, he understood the power of collaborations. He understood the power of consultations. That's why he indicated that, no, he need a wise person. Like Thabo Mbeki, for example, who is an intellectual. So this guy, this economist guy, he's an intellectual. He pay attention to details. This is a guy that you need when you are running a government. And you'll be able to agree to say it could be true, because somebody who spent almost 30 years in prison without really experience of running a successful institution, but has the strength, but understood his weakness, then able to use others to the advantage of the country, then you realize to say, no, there is leadership there, and that's how things should be. And I think it's a structure of human society, how things have been either in Africa or in Europe. Because before democracy, kings and queens always have advisors. And these are just things that turn into ministers. And these advisors were real advisors. Not like nowadays. And these advisors, they were real advisors, because the advisors, we have advisor on medicine, you have advisor on architecture, you have an advisor on on politics and diplomacy, you have an advisor on various stuffs, even spiritual advisor, you have this thing, and business and commerce. These are just things that which are turned into minister of trade, ministers of agriculture, and all those things. And by then, advisors were not, they were careful, but not scared of telling the leader what they think is right. Because they are saying, if don't tell the leader what they do not want to hear, tell them what they don't want to hear, then they'll respect you. Tell them the truth and they'll respect you, and then they will change, because that's the only way. And that is the power of being around, or being in collaboration, working together. Because if you have people that are just saying, mekuru, mekuru, but you are not giving mekuru right advice, because you are scared of delivering the bad news, or you are scared of losing your position, tell the mekuru the truth, because you are doing this for our country. If you tell her the truth, she'll be able to make right decisions, because the success of our country depends on who advises the president. Clear. And it depends on the power of unity and collaboration between these top executives. And it has to come down to corporations. It has to come down to individuals at the village to say, there is always, in every village, there is always that rich person who is hated. You agree and disagree with me. That guy did not do anything. He's a very rich person and successful. And there's always that rich person who is hated at the village. And it's only for us who do not have anything with that person. But the problem that we have, these village people, they can even collaborate to hate that person instead of collaborating and learn from this person. Because it could be that this guy did something which is all of us we are failing to see, but we can only manage if you collaborate with this person. So that's why today in business and economic segment, we are touching at the power of collaboration and cooperation. And we are also looking at what could be the problem. Could it be that where we are now as a country, as SMEs, as municipalities and as village councils, where we are now is because we are not collaborating? Could it be where we are now as a city of Windhoek with a population of 500,000 people? Could it be inability of this institution to deliver on housing is because of a lack of collaboration between the city, private sector, and citizens? Could it be that the case? And if that is the case, what can we do? Because those are some of the things that that we need to work on. Those are some of the things that we need to rethink on. Could it be there is no collaboration between the city which is running Windhoek and within the departments which are running those that city, where you do not have even a specific budget on young people, where you are dealing with them on a daily basis? Could it be there is no connection between, there's no collaboration between incubation centers in Namibia to share ideas on what challenges keep small business enterprise in incubation centers for a long time? Could it be there is no collaboration? Could it be because there is no cooperation and collaboration between the minister and also the councillors, for example? Let us look at urban and rural development, for example. That there's no deliverance. There's always a fight. So, dear Namibians and young people to be in particular, I think we need to relook at this concept. I'm not saying it's the only thing, but I think we need to relook at this concept. We need to share ideas. The same way I'm sharing with you is also the same way you are sharing with me, so that we can advance this country. Because whether you like it or not, the future of Namibia is defined about the current generation, which majority of these people are very young. And we are not saying, and I want people to get me very well, when we talk about the advancement of young people, we don't neglect or we don't denounce the existence of elders who have been here for a long time. And when you talk about collaboration and cooperation in personal, in business, and the professional growth, we must also not forget the issues of generational collaboration. How do you view the generation before you and the generation which is ahead of you? Do we still have that gap of generational conflict that exists? To say, no, these are just young boys talking nonsense. They are born free. They don't know we are in exile. Or these are just adults or just elders, and they don't understand what's happening in our world. We are in the world of advancement. Or these are just this. So let us look at our internal self-assessment from a personal level to professional at the business level, even at the state level, to see how can we work together, how can we harness various skills. Because as you are speaking currently, the market is flooded with experts. Not really to say expert, but the market is flooded with professionals who are not able to do anything with their qualifications. And the market is also flooded with these professionals who are also not able to cooperate, which are also not able to cooperate and come up with one institution, or come up with a project that can assist them to achieve their end goal. So dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. Let us relook at that concept. And from me, David Shombe, thank you very much. See you tomorrow, same time, same place.